Manchin, Cinema Evade Investors Demand for More Migration. By Neil Monroe on November 11, 2021. Pro-migration advocates claim they are on track to get their wage cutting, rent inflating, migration expansion passed through the House next week, and then through the evenly split Senate by just one vote. But out-of-control inflation and illegal migration issues are now giving cautious Democrats and waffling Republicans a less painful way to dodge lobbying pressure for passage of the Democrats' entire $2 trillion spending plan, dubbed Build Back Better. The chatter about inflation and political hesitation may also hide their eventual support for an unpopular amnesty that would damage their own states. By all accounts, the threat posed by record inflation to the American people is not transitory and is instead getting worse, said a tweet from Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, whose single Senate vote is needed by the Democrats in the evenly divided Senate. From the grocery store to the gas pump, Americans know the inflation tax is real and D.C. can no longer ignore the economic pain Americans feel every day, said his tweet, which is sandwiched between other tweets touting the money that will flow into West Virginia from the Democrats' infrastructure bill. In April, amnesty advocates cheered when Manchin said he would support an amnesty, which he dubbed immigration reform. But that declaration was not a direct endorsement of the multi-layered amnesty and migration expansion in the pending House bill. Amnesty advocates also cheered on Wednesday when Arizona Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema told reporters she is backing immigration changes in the draft spending bill. "I do support the immigration proposals that are being offered in the upcoming reconciliation package," Sinema said, without explaining which of the many immigration giveaways she supports. But she added a caveat that could render her claimed support meaningless. "I also recognize that there are legal limitations to what can be done in a reconciliation package." And she suggested more delays. The Arizona Central newspaper reported. After the holidays, Sinema said she anticipates employing the same bipartisan across-the-aisle approach with the gang of 10 senators to move on other key issues, from immigration reform to hiking the federal minimum wage. The group has met several times to discuss its next round of bipartisan work, she said. Sinema said she is unmoved by criticism by the left wing of the Democratic Party and some moderates who have blasted her demand to scale back the budget reconciliation bill and threatened to recruit primary challengers to run against her in 2024. Pro-migration lobbies ignored Sinema's caveat and timeline as they presented Sinema's comments as a victory. For example, the leading public organizer, Todd Schulte at the FWD.US Investors Group, of the pro-amnesty push hid the caveats while touting Sinema's concession. The House bill include an amnesty for at least 7 million illegals and the offer of child support payments to illegals who bring their children. It would also remove immigration caps, sideline American professionals and drive up the cost of housing for many young families. In the House, a small group of Democrats, including some from wealthy districts who want real estate tax cuts, may delay a House vote on Biden's reconciliation bill beyond a target date of November 15. The pro-migration groups are trying to keep that schedule. President Joe Biden reached and guaranteed the agreement that the Blue Dogs would vote for passage of hashtag Build Back Better out of the House no later than next week and made clear that the framework has all 50 Dems in the Senate, said a tweet from Ilya Shiman, a Democratic organizer. "Let's get this done hashtag for the people," he added. Schulte's deputy also touted the pressure for a November 15 vote. The investors at Schulte's FWD.US group stand to gain if Congress extracts even more cheap labor, government-aided consumers, and urban renters from foreign countries. The breadth of investors who founded and funded FWD.US was hidden from casual visitors to the group's website in early 2021. But copies exist at the other sites. Their money has funded many pro-amnesty AstroTurf campaigns, urged Democrats to not talk about the economic impact of migration, and manipulated coverage by the TV networks and the print media. The FWD.US network has gotten minimal coverage in Jeff Bezos' Washington Post, Rupert Murdoch's Wall Street Journal and Fox News, Mike Bloomberg's News Service, the Associated Press, or the corporate-owned TV networks. The media's silence about FWD.US is important because the investors' agenda would have a huge economic, civic and political impact on the United States. For example, The bill would accelerate the transfer of wages and wealth from blue-collar and white-collar employees to investors, and would supercharge the transfer of investment, real estate wealth, government spending, and political power from GOP-led heartland states, such as Kentucky, to the Democrat-dominated coastal states, including New York and California.